Good morning, Kevin.
There you are. All right. Do you know how to fix loose connections? There seems to be one in that mic there.
No.
All right. And now joining us from what would be a long distance dedication, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. It's about as far away as you can get.
You're right. Echuca. Did I pronounce that right? Echuca, Australia?
G'day, Kevin. Yeah, you got that right.
Thank you, Rod and Judy Clark. Well, good morning to you. How are you guys this morning?
Fine, thank you.
Yep,
fine.
Doing well.
Now, how long have you been in the area? When did you get here from Australia?
We arrived in time to make the Curly race last weekend.
Okay. So you've been here a little over a week then now?
Yeah, we're just starting to settle into the conditions.
Yeah, well, it's probably been a whirlwind week and a half for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, we haven't had much relaxing time. Our crew have been on our case to make sure we cover all the river.
Right, and that's what we're going to talk about. You did the Curly last week. Let's talk about that. How was that experience for you?
It was eventful.
Yeah.
We started the race, and the first portage, we had to stop and fix everything because we hadn't trimmed the boat yet. So we got lost after that. But we made it down the river and got our first taste of the Osable, so that was good.
Yeah. Now, is the conditions of the Osable about like what you've found in other canoe races? You guys have done this, what, internationally, haven't you?
I've paddled a lot of places, but
yeah.
No, the Osable is unique. We haven't come across anything like this before.
Really? Okay. And in what ways? What have you found that's very unique about the Osable?
Well, mainly the depth of the river. We paddled the Spikes Challenge yesterday, and we really struggled in the first hour coming to terms with how shallow the river was and trying to make the boat run. So that's nothing like we've ever paddled before.
Okay. Now, how long have you been paddling? Have you guys been a team for a long time?
Well, we used to paddle together, but to save our marriage, we stopped doing that about 15 years ago.
But will you be paddling in the canoe marathon together?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so you're back together.
This is sort of our comeback.
It is, okay.
And after that, we won't paddle together again.
Oh, this is it. So this is the one chance for everybody here in North America to see you guys paddling again. Now, one more time.
Well, you should have plenty of time because we're not that fast.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm always at the finish line, so I'll be waiting for to call you guys in on Sunday afternoon. It should be interesting.
We plan on making it.
You do. I'm sure you will. But you're also going to be out at the Dash for Cash tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, that should be over fairly quickly for us.
Oh, no, I can't believe it.
I don't think we'll make the second heat, but we'll give it a go.
We'll see. Well, it all depends on the luck of the draw, doesn't it, Justin?
Luck of the draw is everything. Yeah. Hopefully they match up with the team, even with themselves, and put in a good race. But, you know, these guys are doing good times, and I paddled along with them the first weekend they were here, and I was impressed with their speed. When you're dealing with canoe racing in the Michigan Canoe Racing Association, even finishing, like Rod finished 17th out of 30-some in the C1 at the Curly race, that's an impressive finish in the Michigan Canoe Racing Association.
Boy, no doubt about it. So you got the Dash for Cash tomorrow night, then the big race on Sunday. What are you going to be doing in between that time? You got more sightseeing to do? Are you going to see some more of the area?
I think we might just try and relax a bit.
Yeah.
We've been sort of going every day lately, so I'm going to get a massage.
Oh, you are? Well, you're going to need one of those before or after the other.
I know. I'm going to get one today and nice. Get the body back ready to go. So.
Wow. Well, you're a good host, Justin, taking them out for a massage. That's pretty nice.
Absolutely. Well, these guys came a long ways, you know, and this is kind of our little party and our little community. And since these guys dedicated a lot of time and effort and money to come here, I like to show them what the community's all about. And everybody, you know, the Hilltop Bar and Grill, Adam Hume there has been a very good guest, host for us, you know. And Winona Canoes is brought them a canoe here, brand new 2017 for them to use.
Nice.
And just everybody's looking out for them. Truly Yours, Sharon down to Truly Yours is, you know, everyone's excited that these guys drove all this way and flew and come to see our river and do our race.
I think I saw that they're the first outside of the American continent to paddle in this race, right?
No, there was a team from England.
Oh, there was.
Back in 94.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the first in a long time, man.
First in a long time, yeah. And absolutely the farthest distance.
Boy, no doubt about that. Well, exciting. We'll let you go get your massage and maybe some breakfast too, right?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That would be nice. And I'll look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow night out at the Dash for Cash. And then, yeah, at the finish line Sunday afternoon. I'll be waiting for you to come in.
You can throw some money at me.
Well, you know, I've never done that before, but I just might do that.
Or have it be then.
Now, would it be American money or Australian script?
Oh.
Either way.
Or
a beer.
Work out fine.
We'll settle for a beer.
Oh, that sounds good. Very refreshing. Rod and Judy Clark from Australia, hey, it's been a pleasure talking to you guys this morning. And again, we'll catch up with you again very soon, and good luck paddling.
Thank you.
And Justin, thank you, my friend. I'll see you tomorrow night also.
Absolutely, Kevin.